They have to go out and make up a project of their own. They have to design the whole thing. They're constrained by their methods, and they have to do ethnography, and they have to use participant observation, so they're constrained in that sense. But they have to go out, enter the world, and embed themselves in a social setting where they're able to do 20 to 30 hours of participant observation, then do some analysis and write this up. And they do incredibly well. They do wonderful, wonderful projects on the whole. I think they find it nerve-wracking. They worry about it a lot, so I think it's quite a pressure on them.
Why do you think they're worried?
I think they worry because they're not absolutely sure what they're supposed to be doing. They're not convinced they're doing the right thing because they're not writing an essay, so it's something new for them. So they worry about it.
You mean something new for them in terms of assessment?
Yes, it is in terms of assessment. But the kind of things they learn from it, I think the social side of it's tremendous. They have to be prepared to put themselves out there and sit in a situation where they might feel pretty uncomfortable. And I don't know if you've done any participant observation, but you can feel quite uncomfortable doing it. You're observing what people are doing, you're trying to understand it, and you're trying to get at their perspective the whole time. And just the process of being there and negotiating access to enter some setting or other is huge. And they spend weeks and weeks trying to persuade people to let them into their organisations. We don't really give them any help with that. We don't do the negotiation. They do all that, and that's really hard to do. So it does push their comfort zone, I think. Puts them out of their comfort zone and challenges them to do that. They also have then to present themselves, you know, as a student who's carrying out research. That's quite a title, really, for a lot of them. And for someone, some situations they're going into, that somebody who does research is someone you might really look up to in the social hierarchy. They do get out there and try and present themselves and try and negotiate with other people, which is what life's all about.